Our school prayer focus today are the faculty. Jesus said the student is not above the teacher, but everyone who is fully trained will be like their teacher. So how important is it that we pray for those that influence children all ages, from zero to college and even adults? So when we hear the word faculty, most of us think teacher, but there are so many others who also help students learn. That includes the counselor, the special ed teacher, speech therapist, occupational therapist, physical therapist, alternative education teacher, the library and media specialist, the reading specialist, the intervention specialist, and the coach and assistant coach, the actual grade teacher in elementary, and the subject matter educator in the higher ed and the high school and junior high. Let's stop and pray for the many faculty positions that serve the students for their various needs, praying that the school faculty, Lord, will make a positive difference in each student's educational experience. We thank you, God, for all the school faculty who are employees who work more directly with the students than anyone else. They teach them, counsel them, assist them. There have been lists of types of things that they do for their students that start from A to Z. They are an all-around person that has to do so many things. So we pray, God, that they will be able to learn how to juggle that, how to find balance in the classroom, how to have good classroom management. We pray that they would be anointed and be able to work through all the bugs: organization, curriculum, administration, parent conferences, etc. We pray, God, that they will be responsible for providing the students that they serve with direct instruction in the area of content in which they specialize. We pray that the curriculum that they have, if it's something they don't agree with, that they're able to work within the boundaries of their ethics and still be doing their job. And we do pray, God, more and more for the curriculum to be upstanding in what you approve of and not what man might think is good. We pray for the counselors that listen to so many hard stories and has to know whether or not to report it to Child Protective Services or to mental health or to a psychiatrist or to a doctor. We pray, God, you would grant them divine wisdom and ways to filter what they hear by hearing other things. We pray for the special ed teacher that has a tough job and the alternative ed teacher working with students who have unique needs. And we pray they would be extra helpful in finding ways for those with all kinds of physical, mental, emotional disabilities, that they would be able to overcome them and actually learn things that will create them to help them to be good, upstanding citizens and be able to be on their own and independent. For all the therapists, the speech, the occupational, the physical therapists, that they be able to come alongside the areas that they work with and see great strides of improvement, help them come up with creative ways to help students speak better, move better, physically do things better in the classroom. We lift up the library and the media specialists, and we've prayed for them before, but we just pray as they are operating in the school that they would be able to provide teachers healthy books that would help students be better in the classroom and improve in their skills and also in the reading itself. We pray that the books would be ones that would be helpful and not harmful. We pray for the intervention and reading specialists to help students learn how to read better, especially those with dyslexia or some other kind of impediment or second language. We also pray for the intervention ones that would be able to help students overcome in all the areas of study, all the subject areas, and the coaches that would continue to help students learn the importance of teamwork and how important that is, along with the assistant coach. We thank you for each and every one of them that has put their choice to minister and love these kids. And we pray, God, that they would have the patience this year to do above and beyond what they thought of they could do last year. And instead of being discouraged, that they would be encouraged by the improvements that they see. For those that know you, we pray they pray for every desk and every student that they're going to come across, and that you will do divine things in their classroom, that this year would be a changed year. In Jesus' name.